And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
North Carolina has been fortunate over the past 4 years to have someone as skilled, tough, and compassionate as Roy Cooper residing in the governor's mansion. On issue after issue, Cooper has displayed impressive skill, foresight, and patience in guiding the state through some very difficult times. There is, however, one matter that demands more of the governor's attention right now: the COVID crisis in the state's prisons. As a group of demonstrators standing vigil in downtown Raleigh has argued forcefully in recent days, now is the time for the governor to use his pardon power to commute the sentences of many nonviolent offenders whose lives are in jeopardy as the virus rages through the prison system. While everyone understands that a prison sentence is never going to be a picnic, it shouldn't be a death sentence either. And right now, because of the impossibility of making them safe, the coronavirus is sickening and even killing hundreds of prisoners, prison personnel, and their families. The bottom line, unlike every previous governor, Cooper has yet to use his pardon power. Now would be an excellent time to start. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.